Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1255, How to Increase the Volume of Your Brain and Make Optimal Decisions, part 2, by Benjamin Hardy of BenjaminHardy.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Sunday, welcome to the old podcast, that's the OLD podcast, Optimal Living Daily, where I read to you like a big ongoing audiobook from many different authors, but today being a continuation from yesterday, so I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. I did a book raffle on Instagram a few weeks ago. Another one is coming soon. If you're not following us there, now's a good time. You can find us at Old Podcast. But for now, let's get right to part two and start optimizing your life. How to Increase the Volume of Your Brain and Make Optimal Decisions, part two, by Benjamin Hardy of BenjaminHardy.com. Extreme pain or extreme curiosity? What leads most people to change? Usually it's either extreme pain or extreme curiosity. Both is best. The problem for most people is that their life isn't so bad that it forces them to face some hard truths. As the world becomes increasingly industrialized, life becomes pretty comfortable for most people. People aren't necessarily happy, but they're getting plenty of dopamine through their addictions to technology, processed foods, and other self-defeating behaviors. Moreover, very few people are extremely curious, the type of curiosity that compels you to continually ask the hard questions, to question the common assumptions, to get to the heart of the matter, to figure out how everything is connected, to see how far the rabbit hole goes. Most people don't want to face the hard truths. They prefer the comfort of what's cultural. They don't want to deal with the implications of a higher or different plane of understanding. The pursuit of excellence requires an intimate relationship with both pain and curiosity. Growth can't happen without pain, nor can it happen without the insatiable desire to see how far it can go. The amount of time spent on an activity doesn't matter. Some people spend 10,000 hours on something and don't really get any better at it. They're in routine. They aren't being pushed. They aren't digging into the pain. They aren't curious enough to uproot their current assumptions and replace them with more expansive ones. In learning theory, true learning is known as disorienting dilemma because it can be disorienting to have limited belief systems replaced with new ones. This only happens as, like the Beatles, you experience new information and experiences. If you're not seeking to disrupt your own belief system, you're not curious enough to become a master at your craft. You're not curious enough to become a master of life. In the biography, Michael Jordan, The Life, author Roland Lazenby tells of when Michael really started to stand out as a player in high school. What surprised recruiters most was that the first thing Michael asked them was, how can I get better? He wanted to be disrupted. And as Peter Diamandis has said, quote, if you're not disrupting yourself, someone else is, end quote. If you've decided to be stuck, that's fine, but others are going to blow past you. In the case of Michael, he was dealing both with immense pain and curiosity. He wasn't born a phenom, he became a phenom as he was driven by demons of his troubled childhood and as he desired to disprove parents and coaches who undervalued what he could do and be. The question is, are you willing to intentionally create pain in your life, the type of pain that creates growth? To quote the poet Douglas Mallock, quote, good timber does not grow with ease. The stronger the wind, the stronger the trees, end quote. Additionally, are you interested in life enough to become curious? The type of curiosity that will lead you to higher truths and more expansive connections. This level of curiosity becomes less black and white. To quote Brene Brown in Braving the Wilderness, quote, it's definitely messier taking a nuanced stance, but it's also critically important to true belonging," end quote. You don't have to agree with everything someone says to take something from it. You don't only focus on a narrow slice of ideas or people. You're willing and open to both religion and science and everything else, and can see the pros and cons of all sides as you mature as a thinker. You're open and honest in your communication. You're fine dealing with messiness and emotions. All the while, you're still discerning and have grounding. Your worldview is moving forward, not just spinning in circles. Every decision matters. The amount of choices you could make and information you could consume is extremely abundant. The amount of time you have is scarce. Who you become as a person is directly influenced by your ability to discern and decide which choices you make and information you ingest. What you consume determines who you become. What you consume in food, information, experiences determines what you produce and how you act. It determines the impact you have on the world and the lives of the people around you. How you act directly influences your personality. Your personality isn't a fixed and unchangeable thing you were born with. Your personality is something that continually develops. It develops as you change your brain. It develops as you change your environment. It develops as you heal suppressed emotions and traumas that freeze your personality and keep you stuck. There's a popular phrase that says the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. Although true, this quote ignores the fact that 20 years ago you were planting something. You did plant a tree 20 years ago, and 10 years ago, and 5 years ago, and 1 year ago, and last week. That tree is expressed in your current conditions and personality. Your past is powerful. It's showing itself in the person you are and the life you have. What have you been planting? Want something different? Then plant different seeds. Make different choices. Although powerful, your past isn't fixed, but fluid. You absolutely can change your past. Memories are inherently flexible and continually change based on new experiences. As you take in new experiences through your curiosity, your memories change permanently. Own your past. Take responsibility for it. Then change it by intentionally living to a higher level today and tomorrow. Don't get stuck in your past. Don't let it overly define you. Change it. Own it. When you realize how powerful your choices are, you become very discriminate about every choice you make. Every little choice determines who you become. Every book you read matters. Why? Because you could have been spending that same time reading something else. What you consume determines who you are. Every choice makes an impact, but not just on you, but the people around you. Your choice to work that extra hour has consequences. You could work that hour or spend that hour with a friend or child or helping someone in need or playing video games. You could spend that hour deeply engaging with your child, or you could spend that hour distracted on your smartphone. That decision determines who you are. It also determines your relationships, your context, and your environment. Are you consciously creating your environment, or is your environment unconsciously creating you? When you start intentionally making decisions, knowing fully the gravity of what those decisions mean, then you can become who you want to be. Then you can create the environments that allow you the greatest freedom to transform yourself. Then you won't live a life of regret. Then you'll own your past. You'll own the trees you planted and the present reality you have. Additionally, your curiosity and imagination, combined with your increased ability to intentionally create and act, will give you confidence in your ability to plant whatever trees you want in the present so you can more fully own your future. As you own your future, you more fully own your past because your new experiences reshape your past. What will you choose? You just listened to part two of the post titled "How to Increase the Volume of Your Brain and Make Optimal Decisions" by Benjamin Hardy of BenjaminHardy.com.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'll keep this short. Just a quick reminder, another book giveaway is coming up soon on Instagram. You can follow us at Old Podcast. I'd love to see you there. But that'll do it for today and this weekend. I'll be back tomorrow, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.